Welcome to The Struggle. I'm your host, Clint Followell.
And this is Ty.
And we are glad to be back. We missed last week. It's been a crazy, crazy time for us. You know, anybody in church or youth ministry know when it gets to this point and we're jumping into the summer, man, life is just chaos.
All bets are off. All schedules are off. Heck, if you're a parent, I bet you get that too. May is insane with the end of school and the start of summer. There is not a day that there's not something scheduled.
There's end of summer things, or end of school year things, there's graduations, there's all sorts of just, you know, fun things happening and people trying to go swimming and get outside, and it's all, like, time just disappears.
It does, man. But we missed you, all of our listeners, and so we want to get a podcast out to you, and today's is going to be kind of goofy. Our last podcast was more serious, more on the heavy side, and so we thought, hey.
So serious.
Why so? Okay, I'm not going to do any kind of Batman impersonation. But we just thought we'd have a fun podcast of news stories, what's going on, and jump into what does summer look like, and just kind of talking about summer, so.
For real. So how was your last couple weeks? Ty, tell us about how things have been.
Well, other than the crazy, like with senior stuff and just May and all of the stuff happening at the church, which has been crazy, it's been good. It's been a lot of work. But I'll tell you what's crazy is this week I have 5 kids in my house, all under 10 years old.
Wait, how do you have 5 kids? Don't you just have 1 kid?
Right. I got one and I got one on the way. But my wife's sister and brother-in-law have 4 kids. Her sister was going on a conference this week, and so they said, hey, can you watch our 4 kids? And we, being not having a lot of forethought, said, absolutely. We have had 5 kids at our house, including our own, and it has been insane.
Is it exhausting?
Oh my gosh, I don't know how people do it. And we have VBS this week, and so it's like VBS insane crazy on top of 5 kids at our house. We bought a pool. By the way, kids, I don't understand. They can eat like $300 in food a day. It's just like it just keeps coming.
We have these neighborhood kids, speaking of kids that eat food, that come to our house and they hang out with our son David. And the other day, one of them asked me, hey, can I have a snack? Well, sure, you can have a snack. No big deal. So he has a snack and David has a snack. And I'm hanging out with my oldest son, Brandon, not really paying attention. And I come out, next thing I know, they've each had like 3 bags of chips and fruit snacks. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And the kid has another bag of chips. And I'm like, hey, no. We're not going to eat any more chips. And he's just looking at me with like the big eyes, you know, like, I was like, nope, sorry. And he goes, but I already opened them, because he opened it a little bit. And I was like, that's okay. And I took it and put it in a Ziploc bag and put it back in the pantry. I was like, dude, like, really?
You can't have it all. Yeah, I'm learning. You already know this because you have multiples. I'm learning when you have multiples, it's like there is no time off from parenting. And so shout out to parents with multiples, man. There's, especially with 5, one of them is always crying. One of them is always fighting with the other one. And it's like there's no end. And they always want snacks.
Truthfully, it's kid number 3. Changes everything. 2 kids, y'all are still on equal terms. One of you can have 1 kid, one of you has the other.
Right, when it's the switch from the man-to-man to the zone.
That's right. And the funny thing is, the difference between 3 and 8 really is nothing. Because you're doing the same thing. It doesn't matter if you have 3 or 8. And so
it's just constant chaos.
Yeah, for you to jump from 1 to 5, it probably feels like a lot, but it's the same difference between 2 and 3. So keep that in mind when y'all think about your 3rd kid.
Okay.
Then you might as well have 5 at that point.
Wife, if you're listening to this podcast, just remember that. Hey, how was your week?
I was going to say, we have also had the chaos of kids. So we have 3 of our own kids, and then we have friends who have 3 boys. We have 3 boys, and we have friends that have 3 boys. And they went on a trip for 10 days to Italy, and they've split up their kids being at different people's houses so that the burden of their 3 boys was not on one single group of people. So we got to have their kids for the weekend, and it was just... So we have our 17-year-old oldest son, and then the ages of the 5 kids after that, it was 9, 7, 6, 3, and 2. And so,
you
yeah,
got the whole H band there.
I spent the whole weekend following them around and picking up things that they had broken or the mess that they just created. It's amazing how quickly children can take a room that is clean and in seconds, it is completely covered in Legos and stuffed animals and action figures. And you're like, what? Why?
Oh, I know.
Why do you have to dump out the whole? What? It's their first thing. They go straight to the box of toys, and they just instead of pulling it out, they just dump the whole thing out.
And there's this conflict in your brain between, do I even try to clean or do I just let it go? But I found that you can't just let it go because it just gets worse. Yeah. So you have to clean to maintain the state of messiness.
I mean, you think it can't possibly get worse, so I'm just gonna leave it.
And it can.
20 minutes later, you're like, oh man, I should have picked up something because now, oh no, like what just happened? Yeah, it's chaos is what it is. Chaos. All right, so we found this story, the very first week, I think, when we were putting these podcasts together, and we totally missed it, and you were so bummed. So what is it that we're going to talk about right now?
This is the news story I've probably been most excited about in the entire year. So when I was in college, a little backstory. No, I'll just tell you the news story, and then I'll get to the backstory. The news story is that there are scientists, I think it was Russia and somewhere else, who are trying to clone woolly mammoths. And I think they're close to being successful. This says that they found a perfectly preserved woolly mammoth complete with still fluid blood embedded in the permafrost. And so they're going to use that to try and clone and make woolly mammoths.
Straight Jurassic Park.
That's what I thought. I was like, dude, this is going to be like Jeff Goldblum and, I forgot the guy's name, but the Raptors and the T-Rex all over again.
There you go. And that was, it's, I was reading this, you know, a couple months ago, and I love it. And they even talked about, I mean, you know that it's not just a total hoax because they talked about how they're doing it, which is trying to take this preserved DNA, and they can't really clone it just from that. So they're mixing it with the DNA of like Asian elephants. And so it's going to be like this crossbreed of an Asian elephant, but it's going to look like a woolly mammoth.
Yeah. And so when you think, you ever like watch a movie and you think that's absurd. And then here we are like 30 years later, like this could happen. Like Jurassic Park could happen in the next 30 years. That's insane. But here's why I'm really excited about woolly mammoths. Cause you're probably thinking, okay, that's a cool story. When I was in college, I took an anthropology class, and for some reason, we were talking about woolly mammoths and about like how they hunted them and just how big they were and how dangerous they were, and I got obsessed, dude, like absolutely obsessed with woolly mammoths, and I do this. I get like obsessive about things for a little while, and so woolly mammoths was my jam, and in Waco, there was actually a huge mammoth population, you know.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, the Woolly Mammoth Museum.
Yeah, and so we went to the museum and saw them. They've got, like, a national park where they uncovered an entire, like, woolly mammoth skeleton. And
you just ate it all in.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought, like, how cool is that? And really, it was like, how cool would it be to hunt a woolly mammoth? And I was like, that would be so cool. Like, with a spear and, like, 80 people trying to take this thing down. Like, oh. So the thought that this could actually happen blows my mind.
You're reading the story not going, oh, it's so awesome that they're creating this, you know, maybe trying to bring back this species that's extinct. You're like, I could go hunt one.
Well, kind of. I don't want to hunt, like, if there's like five of them, that wouldn't be so cool to hunt one. I'm just thinking, I was obsessed with them, and okay, maybe.
So now I have this picture of you running around with a spear chasing this giant woolly mammoth. I don't know if that will end very well for you, though.
Oh, it didn't. Apparently, they like could kill a whole tribe. Straight crazy.
Just trample them.
Exactly. Brr.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I was obsessed with saber-toothed tigers, like, all through my childhood. And so,
yeah.
If they bring back woolly mammoth, like, it's like the next agenda item.
It's like a stepping stone.
Right. I'm going to send them notes. Like, if you do this, like, the next one has to be the saber-toothed tiger. It only makes sense.
Like, check out, you're going to zoos and you're seeing mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, and velociraptors.
Like, oh, you're going to sell that out, please, man. Like, I mean, everybody's going. And then everybody's going to die. I think that's what the movies show,
I've seen
right?
the movie. Yeah, I know how it ends.
Speaking of movies, I mean, didn't it just come out this weekend? The new Jurassic Fallen Kingdom? Is that right?
Yeah. You don't die if your name's Chris Pratt. But other than that, you pretty much die. Hey, you found a story, too, that was crazy.
Okay, so if y'all know us, you can't see us right now, but you know that we both have beards. And at times I've had a really long and big beard, and right now it's trimmed up. And anyway, I search trending news stories, and sometimes that's scary, okay? And I see these pictures, and guys, you have to get on there and
look. If you haven't seen these pictures, you have to go look at them right after you finish listening to this.
It will change your life. Or at least the way you look at people with beards. Basically, these guys are taking pictures of their beards upside down. So, like, they've got the camera, I guess, underneath their beard, and you can't see their face at all. So all you see is their neck and their beard, and they have all these different shapes and stuff. It is so awkward.
It is the most awkward thing I've ever seen in my life. It looks like they have no head. It's just... I can't even explain it to you. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable to look at.
It kind of looks like, isn't there a VeggieTale with like it's like a Muppet, right? Like just a straight, like a finger puppet with hair on top. I mean,
if you have a beard, if you're a student who like grows a summer beard, you should so take a picture of this and then send it to us, because that would be hilarious.
And I guess we'll be obligated to do the same.
Yeah, we may have to do that.
I'm going to be so like, I don't know if I can do this.
So is that how the podcast ends? We do that and lose all of our followers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
anyway, so it was just one of those things. And the headline of the one that I saw said, people are sharing pictures of their beards from upside down. And the pictures will give you nightmares.
Yes.
and they are right. It is so, so awkward. I just have to describe one. Because there's this guy who is laying down. It looks like he may be laying down. Maybe he's standing up. I don't know. And he's looking up at the sky. And he's taking the picture across his throat of his beard. And the beard is pointed up. And he's got a tree, like, outlining his beard. So it looks like his beard is the tree. Why would you do that? I don't know. So the
internet has created many trends of why would you do that?
Yeah. And then there are a bunch of pictures where they have cartoon faces on their throat. And now the beard has become the hair on top of their cartoon face.
Those are my favorite.
So you want to make that your avatar for a while? Like,
That's the one I'll do.
Okay. All right. So part of the podcast today is we're talking about what do you do when you're bored? What do you do with your free time? And
you can tell what Clint and I do.
I think this is what got these people in trouble with their beards, is they had nothing better to do.
For real.
So talking about boredom, you know, what do you do when you're bored? What do you do with your free time? And how can you make the most of your summer?
Yeah, because, you know, if you're a student and you get out of school and you're pumped about summer, you know how it works, is you've got 3 weeks-ish where summer is awesome and you're sleeping till noon and you're in your pajamas and you're playing Fortnite and that's all you're doing. And you're hanging out with your friends.
That's what my son was doing last night, playing Fortnite till like 3 a.m.
Exactly. And about week 3, it starts and it just gets worse and worse throughout the summer. Is you wake up and you don't do anything, and by 11:30, you're telling your parents, "Hey, I'm bored." So we want to talk about how do you not do that? How do you keep your summer meaningful and fun and engaging? And so, look, this is just kind of a silly podcast, but we were like, let's give you some simple tips for how to make your summer more enjoyable. So I'll kick that back to you, Clint. What's the first thing you would tell students or maybe even parents? Like, if you're getting bored throughout the summer, what should you do?
Well, the first thing is find things to do other than just playing video games. You know, I mean, even you may think you will never get bored with Fortnite, but I promise you, at some point, after hours upon hours upon hours of the same thing, you'll get bored doing it. So find things that you can do. And every church that I know, we try to come up with ways for you to be engaged and do other things. But whether it's at church or other, find ways to stay active. You know, do things outside. I know it's hot in Texas. That's okay. Just, you're not going to die. I mean, just make sure you drink lots of water. But go outside for a couple of hours here and there and do something like throw a Frisbee around or go swim.
No, I think that's good. I would say go outside is great because your phone can only entertain you for so long. And when you've got 8 hours to stare at your phone, it's really boring. Go throw a football. Go hit a golf ball if you're into that kind of thing. Find some kids to play basketball or baseball with. Go outside and have some fun. I challenge our students too to learn something new this summer. And you may think like, I just got out of school. I'm done learning for the summer. Sure, maybe. I'm not saying go learn like algebra or like a class that you're going to take. But especially in the area we were talking about faith with our students, it was learn something that you don't know about theology or about the church and about God. So I told him, read a book. I challenged him to read scripture every day. But I said, hey, go find a book about something that you're passionate about. And I'll open that up on the podcast to not just a faith thing. You should read a book this summer. Not because Ty tells you to, but because reading is fun. Reading opens up this window. And this
Wait, whoa. Did you just say reading is fun?
Oh, dude, reading is so fun. I was not a reader in high school. I admit I didn't read anything, and I didn't become a reader until I got to college. But I'm like rereading now all the stuff I wish I had read in high school. Like right now I'm reading the Harry Potter series. I think I said that on one of our first podcasts. And it's so fun. Like the world that you enter into, like the characters, like it is great. So you don't have to read all day, but you should read some throughout the summer.
Yeah, I agree. Reading is fun. It's just funny you say that, and maybe the six listeners that are listening are like, what? What are you talking about? Fun? How is reading fun?
Sit and turn a page? No, it is.
But it is fun. You're right. Especially when you engage your brain and allow yourself to be put into a different world. And I'll say, you know, read lots of different things. Try something different. And along with that, I was just going to say, not necessarily just learn something new, but try a new hobby. Mm. Try something new. If you've never played guitar before, try to find somebody's guitar and play around on it and see if it's something that piques your interest. If you've never played golf before, go find somebody that does play golf and say, hey, can I go play with you? You know, whatever it might be, find something. Just find a new hobby, something that you've never done that you want to try, and go do it.
Right, because you have more free time now than you will the rest of the year. So this is your time.
The rest of your life.
Fact.
You know? I mean, I think back to, man, think about all the things that I could have tried or done the summers that I was in high school. Oh, man. I wish that I would have done more things like this, like something new, you know, challenge myself in some way. Because like you said, you never have this opportunity again where you just have nothing to do.
Absolutely. You know what I got really good at in the summer when I was a teenager? Hacky Sack and Guitar Hero.
Dude, it was Frisbee all day. Like every day. It was just like Frisbee. Like, and I'm still.
I wish I had done Frisbee though. That's a skill you can carry on.
Hacky Sack, you can do that.
What did I do with my life? Like,
oh, come on. I mean, I've been trying to get my kids to do Hacky Sack.
Dude,
I love
67 was my record of just like consecutive hits.
Nice.
So,
yeah, that's impressive.
I was all about it.
Yeah. Try something new. Other than that, I think another thing to keep in mind is just to acknowledge that it's okay to be bored. Like, you don't have to be entertained 100% of your day.
Wait, but I'm supposed to have entertainment in front of my brain at all times so I don't have to think. Like, silence is awkward.
That's right. Silence is awkward, and so is sitting there and doing nothing.
like that moment right there.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's great advice. The last thing I would say in like, how can you make your summer fun and enjoyable? Obviously, you're spending time with your friends. I don't have to tell you that. Those relationships are key. Staying plugged into your church is something Clint and I are big about. Like, we have events all summer that you can stay plugged in with your church. But I would say do something meaningful during the summer, whether it's 1 week, it's a mission trip, whether it's serving at a food pantry, whether it's helping your grandma with this project that she's been wanting to do. Do something meaningful this summer that when you get done with it, you can say, hey, I'm really glad I did that. Those are the things that when you start, you're like, man, I don't really want to do this thing. Those are always the things at the end you look back and say, I'm really glad I did that meaningful thing. So find something meaningful to do this summer.
Yeah, I think another thing to do is to think about and find what you're passionate about. And when you can find what you're passionate about, kind of how God created you and what God gave you in terms of your giftedness, then you can find ways to do things that are meaningful because it's connected to who you are. And that's what I've noticed is all the people that make big impacts in the world make big impacts in areas of life that resonate with who they are.
And yeah, so it's not working just to do something.
Right. And yeah. Absolutely go do things, but along with that, I think take the summer to discover who you are, what you're passionate about, and then use that to go do things with it. And so that'd be my challenge to you guys, is find who you are. And that's sitting down and thinking about it, writing out things. I mean, make a list of the things that you're good at, the things that you like to do, things that give you satisfaction. Make a list of all that. Things that you feel like you're good at, and then have other people kind of comment on that and help you either affirm that you're good at those things or I don't know if you're really good at that, you know? And so have other people kind of weigh in on that. And then as you do that, then reflect on it and then go try things. Just try stuff.
That may be the best summary of everything that we just said is don't just sit there. Do something this summer. Try new things, learn new things. Do something meaningful, do stuff, be active this summer, and I promise you, you'll enjoy it, and you'll have a much better summer than if you play Fortnite till lunchtime and then think, I'm bored.
And you can still play Fortnite till lunchtime, just don't make that your only thing you do.
Yes. Hey, all right, I've got to jump off. I've got some students coming to meet me for lunch, so any last thoughts or words?
What happened to LeBron?
Oh, dude. I honestly can't talk about it because the feelings that I have are so disappointing. Like, J.R. Smith is dead to me. J.R. Smith is forever dead to me. So, yeah, I can't talk about it.
It's brutal. It's brutal. It hurts. But last words for me. We've got summer camp next week, and so my brain is 100% focused on summer camp. We are Team America because we do rec teams and colors, so been buying as much red, white, and blue random stuff as I can to just take with me.
Yeah, go America.
It's gonna be fun. So we're excited, and that's really it for me.
Sweet, dude. Well, hey, I want to let our listeners know that you can find us on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. I almost said Snapchat, but we're not on Snapchat. So Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, @TheStruggleYM. And yeah, leave us comments, leave us questions, like us.
And if you really like us, leave us a review on iTunes. That's how people can find us and know about the podcast. So we appreciate you. Until next week, have a good one.
We're out.